I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. The FBI released photos and video of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings, and it's asking for the public's help in identifying them. Here's FBI Special Agent in Charge, Richard DeLaurier.
Somebody out there knows these individuals as friends, neighbors, co-workers, or family members of the suspects. Though it may be difficult, the nation is counting on those with information to come forward and provide it to us.
Three people died in the Monday attacks, and more than 170 were injured. I'm here with World's Arun Roth, who's been following the case. Arun, for those not near a TV or a mobile device, give us an idea what these suspects look like.
Well, these two young men, and you know, not to be funny because it's deadly serious, but they're almost like a definition of nondescript. They look like they would blend in anywhere. They're just like generic young men wearing baseball caps. One of them's wearing khakis. Both of them have these sort of bulgy backpacks. But, you know, there's really nothing distinct about them, which I guess maybe the idea was part of the mode of operation, because they really could blend in just about anywhere.
The images are fairly grainy. They're from surveillance cameras. DeLaurier seems to think, the FBI seems to think, we'll be able to tell exactly who they are. Do they seem clear enough to you?
Well, on first glance, they certainly seem fairly grainy. But I think that the idea is, if you were to know these individuals, and there are a couple of them where one of them, you get a pretty clear sense of a profile of one of them in particular. If you know them personally, if you saw them that day, there probably is enough there to kind of, you know, get your memory going.
And you can get a look for yourself at those pictures. They're at theworld.org. Now, the FBI asked that the public look at these pictures and only these pictures. Why the concern, do you think, about sticking to the ones they've released?
I took that as a nod to the pretty rampant crowdsourcing that we've been seeing and talking about so much, that people online have been poring over the many, many pictures from the event and doing their own sleuth work, you know, drawing circles around people that they think look suspicious or not looking the right way. And the special agent was, I think, just trying to get people to say, look, ignore all of that. Focus on these two. Help us figure this out.
Arun, there was a lot of confusion yesterday. We had a suspect, then there was no suspect, then arrest, then no arrest. How did the FBI's DeLaurier explain that confusion?
Yeah, I guess we should say there's confusion in the media who are reporting on the arrest and the no arrest. The FBI was actually tight-lipped through all that, and we had that. There was a bit of confusion, though. There was a press conference that was going to happen 8 o'clock last night, called off literally at the last minute. Apparently what happened, going from the special agent's narrative today, they started off yesterday with one suspect, and over the course of the day, it rapidly turned into developing a second suspect. So it sounds like they wanted to get all their facts together before they came forward with a press conference, which is why they called it off last night and why there was a lot of probably confused reporting going on during the day yesterday.
The World's Arun Roth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.